Hey everybody, thanks for checking out the Catchy Lefty podcast this week. We had some issues with our stream, and so some of the audio drops in and out, but we think you'll be able to make sense of it. I just wanted to warn you before you get started, so without further ado, here we go.
So let your colors run tonight. We're painting in the dark. Let your colors run tonight. The colors of your heart.
Welcome everybody to the Catchy Lefty podcast. My name is Jonathan Sprang. I'm a co-pastor at Catalyst Church in Rowlett, Texas. And we're glad you've joined us today. I'm joined also by our good friend, Mr. Nate Cook. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm a senior pastor at Midwest City Community, and glad to be a part of this Catchy Lefty group, and excited about scripture we're going to talk about today. So,
yeah, and we're also excited to join us for the very first time. The first time is going to be talking on a podcast here at Catchy Lefty. Mr. Tommy Cash, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Tommy works with our youth here at Catalyst Church, and he's on a part of our teaching team, and he's taught a few times here at Catalyst, and so we love having him here, and welcome for your first time.
Thanks.
So today we're going to be talking about Easter 7, which is Ascension Sunday. There are a couple options you can do with this Sunday, I think, from the lectionary, but we're choosing to do the Ascension Sunday text, which is Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Nate, kind of talk us a little bit through about, give us some background about this and how it fits with what we've been talking about already.
Yeah, so as we've been going through this series, Go There, we've been exploring all these places in Acts where the community of faith is pushed kind of outside of their boundaries and going places where maybe they thought they wouldn't go. And this passage actually kind of jumps back to the beginning of Acts, to where that commission to go actually first came from. So it's the, you know, it's the very beginning of the book. It's the ascension of the Lord, and the famous, you know, passage is to wait for the Father, but they would receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them and be their witness, be Jesus' witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And so, and then following that, we see the ascension. So it's a little bit of a difficult thing. It's kind of almost like a flashback for us, because we've been talking about going there, and here we're going to talk about kind of Christ's commission. A couple of things that we see in here that are, I think are interesting. First of all, is that, you know, they don't just, as soon as Jesus leaves, it's not just head out and go and get started on the work. But there is this empowerment that Christ talks about, and the waiting there. And I know in my congregation, there's some things we're praying about right now in our community that really haven't quite materialized yet. And so for us, I know we'll touch on that as there is a time where we kind of wait on the Lord, and we look at where the Spirit's at work, so for the first disciples, it was obviously there was this sense that they needed to wait until they were empowered to do the work. But then once they were empowered to do this work, it takes them everywhere, literally through to the ends of the earth. And so obviously that's something we've been hitting all throughout this series, that there's no limit to where the gospel should go. It should go in you know, in the places we're familiar, the places we can't even imagine it would go, and literally to the ends of the earth. So for us, I think there's definitely this push to look at what does that power look like when the Holy Spirit, how are we discerning the Holy Spirit? And one of the things we'll talk about is being together in worship, that in that worship, God shows up. So part of what we do every week is not just routine or ordinary, but there is a sense that in our coming together as very different individuals and our surrendering to the Lord and His Spirit, that God actually empowers us to be the church and to be a witness, to go tell tell about what God is doing in our lives. So,
yeah, I think that's very interesting. I think sometimes we, you know, especially when we get excited about something, sometimes we have the tendency to just start acting and start going without taking that time to wait and to process and to allow the Holy Spirit to be the guide. So like Easter 6, which would have been the Sunday we preached this last week, Eric Callas will have said the idea of the Spirit is the actor and we're the reactor, that the Spirit is at work. And so we are reacting. So that's kind of, that's overflowing a little bit into leading into this text where, again, like the Jesus told them to go, don't leave Jerusalem until the Spirit comes. And then when he does, then he says, now go, you know, go everywhere and you'll be my witnesses. I think one of the things that's interesting too is this whole idea of the ascension. Tommy, share a little bit about what you've thought about the ascension, kind of just growing up in the church and what about the ascension act? What is some of the ways that you've thought about it in the past?
Yeah, growing up with a strict traditional background, as far as the ascension, it was always seen as this going towards spot, or you often see heaven as the spot where we go to. But it's very interesting as we see this text and we study more and more, we see that Jesus is actually merging these two worlds. Instead of it being a place where we go to, we actually see him taking this opportunity to be the first to be at home in both worlds and to bring heaven to earth in a lot of ways. So,
yeah, I think that's key. The idea of him going up, I think for ancient peoples, like that was kind of the natural assumption that heaven was up and earth was down. And so it's very easy for us to kind of jump at that mentality when we look at the ascension of Jesus, because he went up. So obviously heaven's up, right? But I think one of the things that we've referenced here in our notes is that the idea of the cloud and ascending into the cloud is a reference to the Son of Man passage in Daniel 7. And so Jesus is fulfilling this passage where he is being exalted to kingship. Time that you're going to free Israel and restore our kingdom, which this is the same question they kept asking while he was before his death and resurrection, right? Like, is it now the time, you know, Palm Sunday, right? Is now the time? And they're like, no, the time has not yet come. And you know, those types of questions have been very common. And even after his resurrection, right? They're still asking. They're still anticipating this earthly kingdom. They're still anticipating that he's going to restore Israel. He's going to free Israel from Roman rule and restore the kingdom, this earthly kingdom. And I think what Christ is trying to get across through his ascension is that this kingdom that he's come to establish is not an earthly kingdom. It's not a kingdom like what you're used to seeing. It's not a kingdom where there's guys on thrones and crowns. This kingdom is one where there are no kings except for Jesus. There are no hierarchies. There are no levels of leadership, as much as it is that this kingdom is about bringing life, joy, peace, hope to the ends of the earth. And this is something that's bigger than just some earthly plot of land. This has to do with the entire earth and the entire universe being redeemed, and part of that, he invites us to be his witnesses, to testify to this life that Jesus lived, that he died, and that he resurrected in that way, and to carry it to all. So it's not an earthly kingdom; it's a heavenly kingdom that's on earth. So pretty amazing. One of the things that N.T. Wright says in his Acts for Everyone, he says, like everything else, the dream of the kingdom had been transformed through Jesus' death and resurrection. And just as Jesus had told them that they would have to lose their lives to save them, so now he had to again explain they had their kingdom dreams. So I think that's, again, like that speaks to us in 21st century still, just kingdom that as we look at our churches and, filled with people that are wondering, when is my time going to come? When is my payday? When is my good day? When is this difficulty and this struggle going to be over? When are we going to have that kingdom? I think Jesus would say, well, I'm come to establish as one that's beyond your current circumstance, but it's going to change. It's going to change the world.
Which is too, is now the time we're going to restore, you know, the Christian to our nation, or Just go in all kinds of questions like that. And ultimately, you know, Christ is tends to be maybe not in the political power of the world, and therefore we're called to be pushed out into those places as well.
Well, this has been a crazy series, and it's kind of, we're getting ready to come to the close. Next week we'll talk about Pentecost Sunday, which kind of, as we've talked today, is going to be really much a celebration that the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Spirit that has called us to go there, is with us, and we don't go there alone, which we've said it throughout the series, but this is kind of that culmination, right? This, where the Spirit comes upon the disciples is something that we can hold on to and recognize that the Spirit is going to come upon us and empower us to do the things to go the places that Jesus has just commissioned us this week. Well, I just want to say thanks again to my two co-hosts here. Nate, where can people find you online?
NWCCommunity.com. It's the easiest place.
Cool. And Tommy, where can people find you online? You on Twitter or Facebook or anything?
TC348 on Twitter and Tommy Cash on Facebook, or you can hit me up at Tommy@catrow.org.
Yeah, and we actually do our podcasting for our teen sermons as well, so you can hear some of Tommy's sermons there. So my name is Jonathan Sprang again, and you can find me at JL Sprang on Twitter and on Facebook at Jonathan Sprang, and all of our sermons from Catalyst Church are. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll look forward to talking again next week. May the Lord be with you.